Grab your cup and settle in. It's time for Coffee Talk with Tess, filled to the brim with stories, guests, and information that affects us all right here at home. Have a question for one of our guests? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com. Now, let's go live to the WPKY studios and see who dropped by this morning.
Well, it's a big day. We've got somebody we love so much that has a birthday today, and it's H.C. Beck. He's one of our heroes, World War II heroes, and we love him so much. So I've got a young lady here that ended up meeting H.C. like a roundabout way. First of all, tell everybody who you are.
My name is Jennifer Bounds. I drive for PAX and help people get to and from their appointments or classes that they may need to take.
And is that how you ended up meeting H.C.?
Yes, ma'am. I was at the senior center dropping off just regular paperwork. Saw his hat and wanted to thank him for his service.
That's amazing. I think if you ever meet that man, you will never forget him. And if you really sit and talk to him, you will be changed in one way or another. What was it about H.C.?
Anyone who serves, I see him in uniform. I just absolutely have to make that attempt to go and thank them for their services. And unfortunately for me, I've never been able to serve, but my husband served, and our second son is currently at boot camp in Paris Island. He left exactly 1 month ago today. But I met Beck, thanked him for his service, and I said, "My name's Jennifer, who are you?" And he told me that he was a World War II veteran and the only one left here in Princeton. Mm-hmm. And he said his birthday was coming up, and I said, "Oh my goodness." I said, "Mr. Beck, if you don't mind, I'd like to make you a birthday cake on your birthday." And he said, "Sure." And I've just kind of stayed in contact that way and got in touch with the mayor, got in touch with you here, and all the connections just came together. Yes.
I think this is just the coolest thing because it's just kind of says a lot about who he is. I said, if you ever meet that man, you're not ever going to forget him. And he's going to be stuck right in your brain. But H.C., of course, the Marine Corps is where he served. He'll be so tickled to hear about your son, too. You said about 1 month in boot camp?
He's 1 month in right now. His graduation date is April 11th.
Welcome to the Marine Corps. Is it your husband served?
My husband served in the Army.
Okay.
Three tours. And we have three children throughout that time. We've been married 25 years this year.
Oh, so we got Army brats, and now we're going to have Marine Corps.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. So, if you see HC this week, tell him happy birthday, because doggone, he has sure earned every bit of that. I just think it's cool that you did that.
There are so many people that I've shared his story with. There was a gal, Betty, at Hobby Lobby yesterday.
Aww.
And she's like, "Please tell him." And,
Betty, just... we're going to tell him. So. I hope you hear this. Betty, we are telling him happy birthday from you. Thank you, love.
Is that the doorbell?
Hey, come on.
We'll be back in just a few minutes and see who's at the door. Coffee Talk on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Well, we're celebrating the birthday of Mr. H.C. Beck today, and I've got somebody on the phone. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Sharon, and I'm staying with Mr. Beck a few days a week. I'm not going to say I do anything for him because Mr. Beck pretty much does for himself. But I'm with him a few days a week, and it was kind of like a God wink because Betty was Mr. Beck's wife. His name was Betty. So, Betty from Hobby Lobby. It was kind of like a God wink thing because his wife of probably 70 years was named Betty.
Wow.
So I thought that was really neat to hear that.
How cool is that?
I get the blessing, though, every day from staying with Mr. H.C. because he sure is a blessing for everybody.
Well, and don't get me wrong, I know he's, 99 today?
He's 99.
He's got the best sage advice of just about anybody, and boy, he loved his wife.
Yes, he sure does, and we got some pictures yesterday from his, I'd say, great-grandson, and they live in Texas, and it's just amazing, because I believe he said that was his 17th grandchild or great-grandchild.
Wow.
I might be wrong on that, but it was number 17. He can keep up with every one of them, and it might take him a minute for him to get the names all together. but he knows how many, and he's still on top of everything.
Well, I'll tell you, Brother Dean Ray loves him very much, and he takes us around some. And he said he's going to make sure that HC gets all of the things and all the things that he needs and gets today. So,
he does that. He'll do that every day.
Yes.
But he sure does. He's a blessing as well. So
I agree. We can brag on Dean Ray all day today if you want to.
We will, but we don't want to give him a big head or anything.
He won't fit through the door, will he? You have a wonderful day and hug that neck for us, okay? We appreciate
you. Happy birthday, Mr. HC, if you're hearing me, and I'll see you later. Thank you, guys.
Grab your cup. Pull up a chair. There's always room at our table. Thanks. Coffee Talk with Tess on 1580 103.3 WPKY.